stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump canceled an appearance at a major conservative political conference today near Washington, instead choosing to hold a campaign rally in Kansas, one of five U.S. states and a territory holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. Mr. Trump was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference later today, but said on Twitter he would not attend. Campaigning from Michigan on Friday, he continued his sharp criticism of his opponents, such as Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Do you know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much? It's true. Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Trump is going to try to build his lead over three rivals while also leading Democratic Hillary Clinton is trying to do the same over Bernie Sanders. Meantime, at today's CPAC conference, rather Friday's, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. In Turkey, authorities there have staged a raid on the offices of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation newspaper, in a crackdown on media outlets that support the political opposition. The action was linked to a government campaign against opposition media and opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States. Protesters outside the Zaman building chanted, "Free press cannot be silenced," and waved Turkish flags. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term and later won. In the political turmoil to follow, hundreds have died. This is VOA News. The United